morning. I'm going to read this. My name is Susan Barrett, and my husband Andy and I have attended Grace for the past 7 years. In case you don't already know, I wanted to let you know we've recently made the decision to move to Chattanooga, Tennessee. Our oldest son, his wife, and 4 of our 8 grandchildren live in Chattanooga. Our daughter and her husband and 4 children live in Michigan. In addition, our youngest son and his wife live in Nashville, which is only 2 hours from Chattanooga. We've considered moving there on and off for a while, but thought we'd wait many more years before making the move. However, we realized that if we waited, we would miss being part of our grandchildren's lives, and so the desire grew stronger. The children are 3, 5, 13, and 15, and they're very involved in soccer, track, ballet, Awana, basketball, etc., and we've only seen short videos of these things on Facebook. The thought of leaving Winston-Salem, particularly Grace, was difficult at first. We're very comfortable living here in all ways. We have a home we love, good jobs, a wonderful church, and dear friends. However, we don't have the ability to interact with our children and grandchildren except for a couple times each year. We realize that if we were to move, we would have the closeness of our family and would eventually, over time, once again, have good jobs, a nice home, a wonderful church, and new friends. After much prayer and discussion, this seemed the right choice to make. Once we made the decision to move, things happened in a whirlwind. Here's a quick summary of our journey. July 13th, we told our son that we were thinking of moving there, and he said that he'd wanted us to live there for a long time. July 17th, Andy inquired and found out that he could keep his current job. September 1st, we listed our house. September 7th, the people made an offer on it. September 10th, we signed a contract with the buyers. September 21st, we found a new house. September 25th, our offer and contingencies were accepted, and next Saturday we're moving. So, have you ever seen a picture of Christopher Robin running through a field grasping Pooh Bear's hand, and Pooh is flying behind him holding on for dear life? That's sort of how we feel during this process. We're holding on to the Lord's hands for dear life as he leads us rapidly onward. Some of the wonderful things that have happened along the way are Cindy Baker, who is looking for a job change, is taking my position at Wake Forest University. Linda Cox has volunteered to take over the library duties here at Grace. We will be able to live with our son until we close on our new house. And we have had many dear friends who have helped us along the way in this past month, including Linda Heater, who helped pack all our formal dishes and kitchen dishes. And Debbie Mize packed everything in the guest room and all pictures from the walls. Kathy Coles packed things, brought us a lunch, and drove me to get more boxes. Ken Heater has been great assistance with logistics for loading trucks. And Billy Lithicum and Ken Billman will be driving 2 of our vehicles to Chattanooga. When we moved to Winston-Salem, it happened quickly and by necessity. We thought we had made a big mistake for quite a while, but living here turned out to be the biggest blessing of our lives. We have learned and grown more spiritually and developed deeper friendships at Grace than any other church we've ever attended. And we're so grateful to Rich and Dwight for teaching us the word with faithfulness and all humility, for Bobby and Josh, as well as all of the lay leadership. You have truly been more of a blessing to us than you can know. The verse that I've held on to during this whole moving process is very familiar. It's trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. He surely has directed our paths and has thrown all of the doors wide opening, beckoning us to follow him. Thank you.